Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at February 2024, the forecast for each life path number. Before we get into it, though, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. We can look at your year ahead forecast, your full numerology report, your compatibility with your partner, your siblings, your dog, your friends, whatever, your business numerology, you name it, we can pretty much look at it. So if it's something you're interested in, book some time with me. You can find my information again in the description box below. I'd love to work with you. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at February. Life path number 5. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 6 for February, as well as sheep energy. And I love this because both the 6 and sheep energy bring in this tone of like softness, right? Gentleness, kind of going with the flow or going with the herd, so to speak, right? Just sinking into something softer. And I think of like the sheep fleece, right? It's very soft. There's something here about, you know, if there's any area within your life where you've been too restricted, too rigid, too, just kind of, well, restrictive, kind of putting yourself in some kind of like self-imposed prison, or being, you know, the opposite of where it's just kind of like just go, 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 a lot of action. This energy is saying to slow down a little bit and, you know, make time for yourself, make time for your loved ones, self-soothe. Again, fall into the softness a little bit more. So, you know, round out those edges, so to speak. So if there's any area within your life where it's just felt a little harsh or a little too much, this is a great time to sink into the stillness a little bit more and be more gentle with yourself, be more gentle with others. This is a great time also to, you know, find more appreciation for what you already have. And I know that sounds trite and cliche, but truly, you know, it's like when we can find gratitude for what we currently have, we sort of invite in more of that. And so this energy is inviting us to really take stock of what it is that we are grateful for, that we have already created, that we've already manifested, that we've already brought in, and really truly sinking into that and feeling that feeling and feeling that gratitude as we continue to move forward, you know, on our journey. But this is a very, this can be a much more gentle, softer period where it's not so much about focusing so much on self and your own goals, but really taking into consideration, you know, loved ones, family, friends, your community, and working together harmoniously, coming together in a much more balanced, gentle way and working towards goals together. This is also a great time because, again, I think of like community with 6 energy, also with sheep energy, and working together and that sense of community. So this is a really good time if you've been feeling really frustrated. Maybe there's something that you've been focused on and you've been feeling really frustrated because you're not finding the solution, and it's something, you know, in some area of your life. A lot of times when we're in that predicament, if we focus our energy on others and helping and supporting others and helping others to come up with solutions for their journey that they've asked for, it can actually solve our own problem in the process, right? It kind of has like this knockoff effect where when we focus our energy on helping and assisting others, we actually help ourselves. So there's definitely something coming in about that. So pay attention if there's something, if you feel like you're being needed more this month, or, you know, it seems like everybody, you know, has your name and your number and they're calling you for help and assistance, you know, commit to what it is that you can commit to. Say yes to what it is that you can say yes to, but just be aware that, you know, in sort of answering that call, you could very well, in turn, answer your own questions, like solve your own problems through that process of giving your time and energy to help and support another. So yeah, it's just a really beautiful, loving kind of energy. This is this is definitely a great time to come together with family or friends or your loved ones, people who are really close to your heart, and have those very honest conversations that might need to be had. So, you know, sometimes conflict can come up in relationships, right? If we don't talk through them, if we don't come to some kind of solution, then it can create some kind of breaking point. And so the sixth energy, sheep energy, is helping to avoid that breaking point and face the problem head on with the other person. It's sort of like that saying, you know, I don't want to fight you, I want to fight the problem, and let's do it together. This kind of energy can bring that to the forefront, where it's that feeling of, yeah, let's come to a solution and let's come to it together. Let's figure it out together. And so you could see that, you know, kind of happen quite a bit this month, where you have an opportunity to really help others, but work alongside of others to come up with a greater solution. And especially community, community is also really highlighted at this time. Looking out for each other, working with each other, collaborating, that sort of thing, and harmony within groups, harmony within family environments, and harmony within the community. And you might be someone who, because as a five, you know, fives typically can think outside the box, can handle sort of crisis situations really well, and also are typically, you know, more progressive in their thinking, again, like are open-minded in a lot of ways. And so this could be a time where you're called upon to bring that insight, bring that wisdom to the table to help others to see a bigger perspective, to see things in a more unconventional way so that a greater, more progressive solution can be found. And so you might be the one that's at the head of the table sharing those ideas and, you know, working with others to be a little bit more open-minded when it comes to solutions. So love this energy for you all. Like I said, if there's anywhere where it feels like there's some hard edges or sharp edges, this is a great time to round those out and just be a little bit more gentle with yourself and others. I hope it's a great one. Take care, fives. Bye for now.